According to the latest numbers from the Brewers Association, the number of new craft breweries opening in the state of Wisconsin is lagging behind the rest of the country by 50%.
Some small-scale brewers are blaming state law, saying rules added in 2011 make it harder to expand and grow as a business.
Mike Ivey joins us now. He's covered business in Wisconsin for years and recently wrote a piece called Craft Brewery Slowdown for Isthmus Newspaper in Madison. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. I'm excited to be back. You know, I left the Capital Times after 30 years in June, and I'm now freelancing, as it would be. So follow me at Mike Ivey XC.
And still covering stuff. Well, let's get into the brewing, like, because it's a lot of ground to cover here. How robust is the outlook right now for craft brewers in Wisconsin?
Here's what's going on, Veronica. Wisconsin still is real strong in terms of craft brewing. Lots of breweries are continuing to open, but we're seeing fewer open on a percentage basis than in some other states. So, I mean, you can play with the numbers one way or the other. But some of the brewers are complaining that Wisconsin's laws that were written back in the, after Prohibition are making it harder for breweries to make a profit. And, you know, a lot of this is really boiling down to a fight between the craft brewers and some of the entrenched bar owners.
And when we talk about when we use the term craft brewers, what do we mean?
Craft beer is, it's made in smaller batches. If you want to go for some names, New Glarus Brewing Company, Sprecher, you know, all of the super brewers, as opposed to your big corporate brewers, which would be Miller or Coors, Weiser. Those would be your bigger, corporate brewers. So the craft brewers are smaller brewers, making less than 6 million barrels a year is technically what it is, but, people know what it is.
So you're talking about the laws at issue here, which you say essentially started after Prohibition. What are the laws that are affecting the craft brewers right now?
Well, Wisconsin has, basically, if you own a restaurant, you're not really a lot that has a liquor license. It's hard to open a brewery now. Conversely, if you own a brewery, you can't hold a liquor license. By quite does that matter? Well, a lot of small craft brewers depend on having a craft or having a tap room adjacent to their brewery. So they're hoping that, they make money selling wine and spirits along with the beer that they make. So if you're not allowed to have a liquor license, it can cut into the amount of business that you can do at your tap room. For a guy just starting out, having a tap room where he can operate, in effect, have a bar along with his craft beer can mean the difference between staying in business or going out of business. I mean, the margins are that tight. So, for example, one barrel brewing here in Madison, he wanted to, the owner, Peter Gentry, wanted to expand, but in order to expand his brewery, he had to give up his liquor license. So he said that was costing him about $15,000 a year. It all got changed back in 2011. And it was backed by the Tavern League. And so now there's kind of a fight going on between the craft brewers and the Tavern League over this. It seems kind of like a minor point, but for people that are starting to get into business, it can be a big deal. In Milwaukee, there was a pretty well-known case where the owner of Sanford Restaurant, it's a very popular, trendy restaurant in Milwaukee, wanted to open up his own brewery. And because he already owns a restaurant with a liquor license, he couldn't open his brewery. So he made a point that saying, I'm going to go ahead and open a brewery in Illinois. So that kind of made big news in Milwaukee. State Rep Dale Klinga, kind of a free market guy, Republican, caught drift of this and said, wait, this is crazy. We should be not having laws that are going to send a Wisconsin brewer down to Illinois. So that's what really turned it into a big issue.
We're talking to Mike Ivey right now, longtime business reporter, and we're talking about craft brewing law. He wrote about this recently for Isthmus Newspaper in Madison. So, Mike, this law that won't say if you've got a tap room, you're a craft brewer, if you've got a tap room, you can't, if you expand past a certain level, you can't also sell wine and liquor. So what is behind that law? Where was its origin?
I mean, Wisconsin and all the other states after Prohibition passed these so-called Tide House laws that prohibited a manufacturer of alcohol from owning the tavern and the distribution system. It was a way to head off another Chicago, you know, where the Al Capone owned everything from the bar from the manufacturer down to the bar. So I set up this three-tier system, which still exists today. You can't be if you're a manufacturer, that's all you can do. You only make beer or liquor, and then you have your distributors or wholesalers, and then you have your retailers, and that would be either the grocery stores or the bar owners. So they've had to keep them all separate. So that's where a lot really dates. So the craft beer guy, they look, the laws date to the 1930s. They're making it hard for us to expand. Craft brewing, the small craft brewers, has been a real bright spot in Wisconsin's economy over the past few years. And in other states, I mean, it's a tourism draw. So, you know, I mean, I think they probably got a point there. What's kind of interesting is you did have Dale Coyne to get involved a little bit, and he's been pretty outspoken on this. So I think what your listeners want to do is, I mean, craft beer fans, is kind of follow this one and see if some legislation gets introduced or some rules to help the craft beer guys out.
Well, so you've got these small-scale craft brew people, some of them at least, saying that these laws are getting in the way of expansion. What does the Tavern League have to say about this?
Well, the Tavern League says, look, we need to, keep the three-tiered system in place, and they're really not responding completely to the whole, you know, issue. They're just saying that they think the craft brewing industry is pretty healthy here, and they're doing all right. So,
yeah, you quote I think a lobbyist in your piece who says, look, a little while ago you'd maybe have four taps in action. Now you've got something like 40.
Was Scott Singer from the Tavern League. Yeah, he said that he doesn't see any indication that the craft brewing industry is suffering. And I guess I can see the point that if you you have a brewery and you want to have a liquor license as well, bar owner certainly sees this as competition. And so, it'll be a good one to follow. The Tavern League is pretty well entrenched here. And but you know, maybe the industry is changing. It is true. You certainly do see that spotted cow on tap almost everywhere you go in Wisconsin, and that is the flag, kind of the flagship craft brewing. New Glarus hasn't gotten involved with this one. I think it's the smaller guys that actually own restaurants and everything that are kind of feeling the pinch on it. But if you do own a restaurant, as far as I can read the law, if you do own a restaurant, I don't think you're allowed to open a new brewery now, the way they've changed the law in 2011.
And Mike, just very briefly before we let you go, is there any legal movement on this?
Well, kind of maybe trying to cook something up. So I think it's something you want to keep track of.
Great. Well, Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob. Veronica, see you.
Mike Ivey's a longtime business reporter. He wrote about the craft brewing law for Isthmus Newspaper in Madison. And you can chime in, tell us what you think on the Central Time Facebook page.